This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Alcohol suppresses heart rate variability during sleep across all fitness levels. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Georgi PMPA, PhD, GMJ News Desk. Moderate evidence, alcohol significantly suppresses heart rate variability, HRV, during the first 3 hours of sleep, according to a large real-world study of 4,098 working adults published in JMIR Mental Health by researchers at Tampere University of Technology in Finland. The suppression occurred in a clear dose-response pattern, with even modest alcohol consumption producing measurable autonomic effects that persisted regardless of participants' fitness levels or sex. Key takeaways: HRV-derived recovery dropped by 9.3 percentage units after low-dose alcohol, 1 to 2 standard drinks, 24 percentage units after moderate doses, 2 to 4 drinks, and 39.2 percentage units after high doses, 4 plus drinks. The suppressive effect was independent of physical fitness, sex, and training status, though slightly stronger in younger participants. All dose-related reductions in overnight HRV were statistically significant, p.001, suggesting alcohol disrupts parasympathetic nervous system recovery during sleep. Study at a glance: 39.0% reduction in HRV-derived recovery after high-dose alcohol, pour 4 standard drinks, compared to each participant's own alcohol-free nights. Dose response. How alcohol suppresses sleep recovery across all doses. HRV-derived recovery reduction percentage units in first 3 hours of sleep compared to no alcohol baseline. Data from 4,098 Finnish adults, Pietilä et al., JMIR Mental Health 2018. High dose 4 drinks 39.2%, moderate dose 2 to 4 drinks 24%, low dose 1 to 2 drinks 9.3%. Source, Piel et al., JMR Mental Health 2018. Georgian Medical Journal News. What heart rate variability reveals about recovery. Heart rate variability, the natural fluctuation in time intervals between consecutive heartbeats, has emerged as a key biomarker of autonomic nervous system function and physical recovery. Zambotti and colleagues, writing in Sleep, emphasize that higher HRV during sleep reflects parasympathetic dominance, suggesting a body in a state of rest and autonomic recovery. Conversely, lower HRV signals sympathetic nervous system activation, indicating incomplete recovery and continued metabolic stress. This metric is now standard in consumer wearables, including Whoop, Aura, Garmin, and Apple Watch, which compute recovery and readiness scores partly from overnight HRV data. The physiological logic is straightforward. During healthy sleep, the parasympathetic nervous system should dominate, allowing heart rate to become more variable as the body shifts between sleep stages. Alcohol disrupts this process. When alcohol is metabolized, it triggers sympathetic activation, the body's stress response, that persists into sleep and suppresses the natural variability that characterizes healthy autonomic recovery. The dose response pattern, even light drinking matters, Pietilä's 2018 study, conducted at Tampere University of Technology in Finland, was designed as a within-person observational study to isolate alcohol's effect while controlling for individual differences in baseline HRV and sleep architecture. The 4,098 working adults wore continuous beat-to-beat heart rate monitors during their normal daily lives and reported their alcohol intake each day. Because each participant served as their own control, with at least one recorded sleep night with alcohol and one without, individual variation in genetics, fitness, and sleep patterns could be factored out. The researchers focused on the first 3 hours of sleep, the period when deep sleep and parasympathetic recovery are most pronounced. The dose-response relationship was linear and unambiguous. Compared to each participant's own no-alcohol nights, HRV-derived recovery dropped by 9.3 percentage units at low doses, 24 percentage units at moderate doses, 0.25 to 0.75 per kilogram or 2 to 4 drinks, and 39.2 percentage units at high doses. All three reductions were statistically significant at p less than 0.001, excluding the possibility of random chance. Fitness does not protect against alcohol's autonomic effects. One of the study's most striking findings was the universal nature of the effect. physically active participants showed the same HRV suppression as sedentary ones. Sex did not modify the relationship. Both men and women experienced comparable autonomic disruption. There was a modest age gradient. Younger participants showed slightly stronger HRV suppression than older ones, but the effect persisted across all age groups. Crucially, training status, a proxy for cardiovascular fitness and parasympathetic tone at baseline, did not confer protection. This universality has significant implications. Athletes and fitness-conscious individuals often assume their superior cardiovascular conditioning buffers them from alcohol's negative effects on recovery. The Pietola data suggest otherwise. Alcohol's disruption of sleep stage autonomic balance is not negotiable by fitness. A trained endurance athlete who consumes 4 drinks will experience the same 39% drop in HRV-derived recovery as a sedentary individual. This finding has been reinforced by subsequent clinical updates on sleep and performance recovery, which emphasize that alcohol's effect on sleep architecture and autonomic function is independent of training adaptation. High-dose alcohol, 4+ standard drinks, suppressed HRV-derived recovery by 39.2 percentage units during the first 3 hours of sleep, an effect that persisted regardless of physical fitness, sex, or training status. Pietola and colleagues, Tampere University of Technology, JMIR Mental Health, 2018, alcohol is a behavioral suppressor of sleep recovery. The consistency of alcohol's HRV suppressive effect across available studies underscores its classification as one of the most reliable behavioral suppressors of overnight HRV in the scientific literature. Unlike many lifestyle interventions whose benefits scale with individual genetics or training status, alcohol's sympathomimetic and sleep-disrupting properties appear universal. Even low doses, a single 14-gram standard drink, produce measurable autonomic perturbation. This has prompted updated health policy guidance around alcohol and sleep quality in recovery-oriented clinical contexts, particularly for athletes, shift workers, and individuals managing stress-related conditions. The mechanism is multifaceted. Alcohol suppresses rapid eye movement REM sleep, delays sleep onset, increases arousals, and triggers rebound wakefulness in the latter half of the night. At the autonomic level, it increases circulating catecholamines and activates the sympathetic nervous system, reducing beat-to-beat variability, the hallmark of parasympathetic withdrawal. This explains why even moderate alcohol doses produce detectable HRV suppression. The effect is driven by fundamental neurochemistry, not behavioral artifacts. What this means for patients: if you use wearable devices to monitor sleep recovery or readiness scores, expect a measurable dip after alcohol consumption, even at low to moderate doses. This reflects genuine autonomic disruption, not a sensor error. If recovery is a priority, alcohol should be considered a genuine trade-off, not a neutral lifestyle choice. For clinicians, HRV metrics from wearables can serve as objective, patient-accessible biomarkers of autonomic recovery during counseling around sleep hygiene, stress management, and alcohol reduction. Patients may be more motivated by real-time HRV suppression data than by abstract health warnings. In clinical populations, alcohol's documented suppression of parasympathetic recovery strengthens the evidence base for alcohol reduction interventions. For policymakers, alcohol's universal suppression of sleep stage autonomic recovery, independent of fitness or sex, reinforces public health messaging that alcohol disrupts recovery across populations. This finding may inform occupational health guidance for shift workers, military personnel, and others whose operational readiness depends on sleep quality, as well as evidence-based alcohol labeling that communicates sleep and recovery effects alongside traditional health warnings. Frequently asked questions: does a single alcoholic drink really suppress HRV during sleep? Yes. According to Pietola's study, even low-dose alcohol reduced HRV-derived recovery by 9.3 percentage units during the first 3 hours of sleep. While this is smaller than the 39.2% reduction seen at high doses, it is statistically significant, p 0.001, and consistent across the 4,098 participants studied, Can fitness or training prevent alcohol's HRV suppression? No. PIDALA's data show that the effect was independent of physical fitness and training status. Athletes and sedentary individuals experienced similar HRV suppression at each dose level. This suggests that superior cardiovascular conditioning does not confer protection against alcohol's autonomic effects on sleep. Is HRV suppression during sleep clinically meaningful? Yes. HRV is a validated proxy for parasympathetic nervous system tone and autonomic recovery capacity. Suppressed HRV during sleep indicates incomplete vagal reactivation and persistent sympathetic activation, which impairs restorative sleep physiology. For individuals optimizing recovery, whether for athletic training, stress management, or disease prevention, genuine HRV suppression represents a real trade-off, not a cosmetic metric. As consumer wearables continue to democratize access to HRV data, the PIDALA findings offer a practical translation of autonomic physiology into actionable behavior change. Alcohol's consistent, dose-dependent suppression of overnight HRV provides an objective, real-time feedback loop that may motivate individuals to consider recovery trade-offs more intentionally than traditional health messaging alone. Future research should examine whether personalized HRV feedback improves alcohol reduction adherence in clinical and occupational populations where sleep quality and autonomic recovery are critical determinants of health and safety. Source: PIDALA et al., JMIR Mental Health, 2018.